Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Mitch. Good to be with you.
Yes, thanks for joining us. So do you think these attacks are linked to the capture of Abdusalam, who was involved in the Paris terror attacks, who was caught earlier this week?
Almost certainly. The big question is whether these attacks were in retaliation for that capture or whether they had been planned attacks which had been speeded up, because in his submissions to the authorities, he did say that there were more attacks planned. So they may have fast-tracked those attacks in order to get them going very quickly before the authorities could do something about them.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, he did warn of further attacks, which you'd think that Belgium would be on high alert for something like this to happen. But is it realistically possible to prevent an attack like this from happening?
Almost impossible, for the simple reason that two of the bombs were actually suicide bombs, I think, and the third one was actually planted. Now, the planted one on the carriages on the metro, those things can be in some ways prevented, but not easily. The suicide bombers, that's a very difficult ask, for the simple reason that they are intent on doing something. They're quite highly mobile. They can change direction in terms of where they go to set these charges off. There are all sorts of things that can actually evade authorities. And in the end, the people are there with a detonator, and it's very difficult to actually manage.
Yeah, and speaking of Abdusalam, he obviously has been hiding in Belgium since November when the Paris attacks occurred. How has he been able to remain hidden for such a long time, do you think?
Well, for the simple reason that he's got a very good network. A person can't hide for that long and evade authorities for that long if they haven't got really good cover. And the good cover was actually would be provided by supporters in, and also incidentally, the same supporters would actually provide the suicide bomber fodder, which is precisely what occurred. So European authorities have got some real soul searching and head scratching to do in terms of what they can actually achieve in terms of that network. And just to reinforce the fact that it's actually Brussels, Belgium, that has been on a very high alert. They're the ones who cancelled the New Year fireworks and celebrations at the beginning of the year. So they've anticipated that something is going to happen. But the question was where and when.
Yeah, exactly. And just one other angle on this. You talked about European soul searching. There has been somewhat of agreement reached between Turkey and the rest of Europe about the refugee crisis, which is reaching historic levels and has done for a long time now. How do you think this latest attack will affect or have an effect on that crisis?
I think Europeans are feeling really quite realistic about this. I do think that they have in mind that a lot of what is going on, the radicalism, is actually homegrown. It's not imported. There was one case, I think, with the Paris bombings where there was, and shootings where there was someone who came in from with Syrian papers. I don't think that they see those transit camps, those refugee camps, as the natural source of the radicalism. And the authorities, I think, in the European capitals are also pretty clear about where the radicalism actually lies, and the question is what to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we can get a bit more clarity on that question in the coming days and maybe even years. Felix, thanks so much for joining us on 2SDR this morning.